Okay, can we start? Let's start very quiet, please. There's a Torah in Lakuta Maharan from Rabbi Nachman. The first Chelek, Siman Samech Vav. The subject of that piece of the Torah, it's a very involved and long piece. But the subject is cheshek and kisufim, which means one's longing and desire to come closer to Hashem. I want to read to you a couple of sentences from that Torah. Listen carefully. V'ikar gardla cheshek nasa yideh haminiyah shemazminen lai. What causes a person to have a great cheshek, to have a great longing for Hashem Yisbarach, to have a longing to become better? So Rabbi Nachman says it comes as a result of the maniyah, meaning of being held back from that closeness. It's the result of the obstruction that is brought in your path to closeness. Ki kesheish Yisraeli tzarech lasas dov hatzarech lo liyahadusai. Because when a Jew must do something, when it's time for him to do something that's necessary for his yahadus, for his Yiddishkeit, for his being a Jew, befrat ki shetzarech lo lasas dov gadol hatzarech liyahadusai, especially if it's a great matter, it's essential to his Yiddishkeit, to his being a Jew, shekol yahadusai tolu bezeh. So Rabbi Nachman says, Azay ma'azmin in loy miniya. Hashem sends you an obstacle. He puts something in your path, in your way. V'zoyis ha'miniya hi b'shvil ha'cheshek. And the purpose of this obstacle is that you should have more of a longing, to generate more of a cheshek. K'dei sh'ayidei zeh yiyah loy cheshek yoyis ha'lasas oyis ha'adav. So that you'll have even a greater cheshek to do that thing. Why? Because when a person is held back from something, that intensifies the cheshek, the longing, when it's held back from you. When you show a child something the child wants very badly, but then you take it away from the child. You hold it away. You hold it back from a child. When you hide it from the child, as I who ride if ma'oid, and the child chases this. And the child is filled with a longing for this. Shemizeh ba taivis vizgabruz ha-cheshek el-aveirich ha-sushom rachman al-islam. And conversely, this is the reason why people have such a cheshek, have such a taiv, a desire for an aveirich, to do an aveirich, to do something that's not allowed. Why? Ki mach mishah ha-aveirinim na'as ma'id min hatim. Because Hashem says you can't do it. Oh, I can't do it. I want to do it. If something is held from you, it's withheld from you, That makes the cheshek that much greater. Okay, neshes garbus a cheshek elav. Kol masha hadover hanachshav gadol b'yoyse. Listen carefully. The greater the object of desire is, haminia yoyse gadol, the greater will be the obstacle to get it. Ki yesh cheshek v'cheshek v'nechshak. There is the one who has the desire. That's the person. And there's the object of his desire. And there is the desire itself. And therefore he ends by saying, and in proportion to the greatness of the object of desire, Kein tzarech lias gadla cheshek, that's how great the desire must be. As a yeshlo minia gadayla b'yoyser. And therefore, since it's an obstruction, it's an obstacle, it's withholding that makes the cheshek greater, the greater the object of desire, the more it's going to be held away from you. The more the object of desire is going to be withheld, and in doing so, the cheshek is intensified, is increased, and you pursue the object of desire in the most powerful way. Adka. And this is the avodah of a Jew in this world. It's to shatter, it's to break through the obstructions, the menias. And the way to get through those menias, the way to get through the obstruction, is only if a person has a meridik, a cheshek, a strong cheshek for the truth. Because you know that it's a principle, it's the fundamental yisayid of all of our avodas Hashem. Asher bara Elokim la'asayis, that Hashem created for us to complete, which means, as you know, that Hashem made the Bria, He made creation in such a way that there's always something missing. There's always something missing from each of our lives. There's something missing in Gashmias, physically, which is why this world was left incomplete. Ashabor Lukim Lasso, so that man should complete even physical creation. As the Rambam explains, the mitzias of deserts and wilderness and so on. Ashabor Lukim Lasso is for man to fill the emptiness, to complete. Everything needs tikkun. Everything needs to be completed. And everything is lacking. And man's job in this world is lahaitzim and akarach elaparal, both physically and spiritually, to lift something up from its state of potential to a state of shleimus, of completion, that was left up to man's strength to do. Therefore, we find, as we've spoken about very often, we find at the very beginning of creation that although Hashem created the plants, they were made in such a way where the grass was waiting just below the surface, just beneath the surface of the earth. And the Torah says, Ki Odom Ayin, man had not yet arrived. And Rashi explains, to Davin. To Davin. Because that's man's avodah, and davening is called avodah. Man's avodah is to take all that exists in that state of potential that is waiting beneath the surface of existence, both physically and spiritually. And man is the Baal Bechira, is the one of choice, who feels the absence, he feels something missing. And it's Davka, as Rabbi Nachman teaches, when there are more menias, when there are more obstacles, when it's more difficult to reach that potential, it's Davka, that difficulty, it's that obstacle that creates the most powerful craving, the most powerful desire. It's the absence, it's the waiting, it's the grass waiting beneath the surface of man's awareness of its... Man's awareness of Hashem's, kivyochel, Hashem's need for man's input that creates that cheshek, that longing. Therefore, it's behechrich. Just as man exists, just as man was created and lives in this world, it is necessary that the human being face nisyonos, difficulties and tests and obstacles all the days of his life. And anything that comes easy to a human being is questionable. Anything that arrives in one's life without menias, without obstructions, without cheshek, without craving and yearning, it's questionable as to whether it belongs in a man's life altogether. Because davka in that area of emptiness, the cheshek fills the emptiness to yearn and to crave for that which is being held back. Because that which is withheld from you is crucial to your existence. And it's withheld from you so that you should pursue it with a cheshek. Rabbi Nosson in Birchas Arayach in Lekuta Halachis, Rabbi Nosson helps us understand the depth of his teaching of his Rabbi Rabbi Nachman. And he discusses the subject of smell, the ability to smell, fragrance, scents. That we know that according to Chazal and the Svar Makadoshim, the deepest sense that man has is that of smell. Chazal say, Dova Shahaneshama Nenamimet, that the Neshama derives delight, the soul. The word Neshama that's connected to the word Neshima. That the greatest delight of this physical world, that physical delight that touches the neshama itself, is the neshima, is the ability to smell. Let's understand. Listen carefully to Rabbi Nosson's teaching here. This is very profound and very beautiful. Where do menias mostly come from? Where do these obstacles come from? Mostly from the bilbulim, the confusion, the distortion of thinking. Because Rabbi Nosson says, if a person were able to see with his eyes, Lamoshal, for instance, if one could see with one's eyes the greatness of the mitzvah of tzedakah, the greatness of the mitzvah of giving, of charity, of tzedakah, then certainly one would give b'shtei yadayim, with two hands, he would empty out his pockets. Because we see that in this world, people are prepared to go to all lengths, to go to unbelievable trouble, and to spend enormous amounts of time and energy, because perhaps they'll end up profiting. Maybe they'll make a good revach. Maybe it'll be a profitable business. And there are all kinds of risks. And yet a person will travel across the world and put years and years into his work on a suffix that maybe, that perhaps he will reap the reward. How much more so an infinite amount of times? A mitzvah is the best business in the world. A mitzvah isn't a suffix, it's not a doubt. And yet if you talk to a person about the esrog, instead of costing 50, or instead of costing 35, he's going to have to pay 50. It's all to do. And to argue, and to handle, and to try to get the mitzvah down. And when it comes to tzedakah, and ma'asim tovim, and so on, if a person would know, if we would see with our eyes, the ne'imus, which are those same letters as the word menias, if we would see the sweetness, the ne'imus of a mitzvah. The Bermaim Chaim said that if the Baruch Shem would open up Shemaim and show us what one mitzvah is, that the Jews would trample each other to get to it. Not lahavdil, people trampling each other to get into a sale somewhere, or trampling each other to get into some exhibition, but to a mitzvah. The meniyah, the greatest meniyah, the greatest obstacle is that man doesn't see the yakrus, the value, the preciousness of a mitzvah. And in his mind, he thinks that the possibility of making this business work, my business work out, is more precious than making this mitzvah work out, or making my learning work out, or my davening work out. If one would know the value of a mitzvah, the cheshek would be unbelievable, to seek the mitzvah, to pursue it. So this is the ikar hamaniyah. The main obstacle is that our minds are confused. And even though Chazal and all the Svarim tell us how one mitzvah, if a person does a mitzvah, he's kain the oilamus, he acquires worlds. And we see all these things in the Svarim. Nevertheless, because we don't see with our eyes the maila of a mitzvah, the greatness of a mitzvah, as a result of that, there's a maniyah, there is this obstacle that stands in the way. Now the question is that if we have a maniyah, if we have this terrible obstruction that doesn't allow us to see the value of a mitzvah, mimeilu, we don't have a cheshek to run after the mitzvah. So if the nature of the maniyah, of the obstacle, is to conceal the maila, the holiness, or the greatness of a dovisha pekidusha, of a matter of holiness, that's what the maniyah does. The maniyah conceals the kedusha. It conceals that matter of holiness. It tells you it's not so important. You don't see the greatness of the mitzvah. You don't see the horror of the aveira. So since the very nature of the maniyah is to obstruct the ni'imus, the pleasantness and the value of the mitzvah. So the question is, why would the person have a cheshek, like Rabbi Nachman said, that if you have something that's holding you back from a mitzvah, that intensifies your cheshek for the mitzvah. Why? The maniyah, what holds a Jew back from the mitzvah is that it doesn't make sense to him, he doesn't think that it's so chashuv. And as a result of that, he lacks in cheshek. But Rabbi Nachman said, no. Rabbi Nachman said that the maniyah intensifies the cheshek, like a child who's with the candies being held back. Because the child knows the candy is a good tzach. The child knows candy is good. So if you hold the candy back from the child, you could get the kid to behave for a minute or two. Why? Because the child is a cheshek for the kid. But the question that we must ask now is, that the very nature of the maniyah is that it conceals how precious the mitzvah is. It hides the sweetness of Hashem's candy. So then why would that intensify the cheshek? From where would the cheshek begin? It would seem that one would stop having a cheshek altogether. So listen now. This is something we spoke about 2 weeks ago. But I had one of the chevra that was very bothered by something, and I therefore wanted to explain it more. So Ibn Nosson writes the following. Where does it come from? Where does the cheshek come from? The maniyah itself means you don't want it. You lose your cheshek. Hashem is baruch meir merochek. Hashem is baruch sends you a light, he says, Rabbi Nosson, from a distance, from far away. Midas kol adam she yisnaitz etzloi ha-emes mirachayk. Emes flickers, arrives from a distant place, even though you're far from the emes. Bechines mirachak Hashem nearly, from a distance Hashem appeared to me. V'zeu bechines ha-remozim ha-boim el ha-odam b'chol yoyim. And this, practically speaking, Rabbi Nosson says, these flashes that of Hashem that come from a distance, mirochak Hashem nearly, these materialize in the remozim, in the hints, in the subtle hints. Ha-boim el ha-odam b'chol yoyim. That reach the Jew each and every day, Rav Nosson says. Chol yoyim, remozim, hints. She is karev v'yoshev elov. Hashem is calling to you from a distance, drawing you near to Him. There's a taste of something. When we spoke 2 weeks ago in Parshas Noso, the inyan of the Soit and the Nozir, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was kivyochol jealous for his kala, or regarding his kala, there's a hint. there's a hint that comes to a person from a distance. It's not clear to you. But there's enough of a flash that for the moment there can be a cheshek, there can be a drive, there can be a desire. There can be a desire to overcome the obstacle for a moment. There are remuzim. As Reb Nachman says in many places, most people will ignore these remuzim, will ignore these hints, these flashes of illumination that come from a distance. Rabbi Nosson says, when this happens, when there's a remez that comes to man from far away, you don't see it with your eyes. Because if you would see it with your eyes, that would remove your choice. If you would see it with your eyes, it would be like the Be'er Ma'im Chaim said, that one would trample the other to reach the mitzvah, to climb out of the hole. You don't see it. It's not clear. That's the minya. But from a distance, it's called reyach tov, a good smell, a pleasant odor. That means you can't yet see this thing mamish. Therefore, the maniyah, the obstacle is still there. But you smell something cooking, something good, something holy, from a distance. Man's sense of smell is very, very powerful. Even in Laz, even in English, when you don't see something, you can still say, I smell trouble. And smelling it means you don't see it with your eyes. It's a much deeper thing. Seeing, one has to see up close. Smelling is from a distance. And where do we see this? At the beginning of Shir HaShir, it says in Pasuk, L'reach shmanecha toivim, shemen turak shemecha, alkeina lomos ahevucha. Like the scent, like the smell of good oil, of goodly oils, is the spreading fame of your great actions, of your great deeds, Hashem. Like the delicious smell of good oils, so is the smell of Hashem's fame that's beginning to spread. Your very name is flowing oil. Therefore have nations loved you. Therefore nations have loved you. Because of this good smell that Hashem has, the nations have fallen in love with Hashem. Alomis really means the young maidens are in love with Hashem. So Rashi comes along and tells us, who are these young maidens that come from far away because of Hashem's good smell? So Rashi says, it's referring to those who are far from holiness, but come to convert to Judaism. Ki Yisrael v'Rochav. Like Yisro, the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rachav, who would be the wife of Yehoshua ben Nun. Because smell, we see from here, L'reach shmanecha toivim, means that there are those who do not see holiness in their lives, like Yisro and Rachav, but are able to smell from a distance the good oil, meaning that wonderful scent, the remozim mirachok, the hints that come from a distance, that's called a reach toiv, a good smell. And whoever smells that and be'emes is seeking the truth will begin to pursue that with a cheshek. The cheshek will be increased because the ger, the potential convert feels it's being held, it's being withheld. The potential bal tshuva feels that it's being withheld. But the cheshek has now been inflamed. There's a cheshek from the good smell, from a distance. Therefore, it says in Pasuk afterwards, Moshcheini acharecha narutz. Hashem, you have drawn me with your good smell. Therefore, my job is now, acharecha narutz, to run past all the minyas, to chase after the good smell, to get to the source of where it's coming from, to overcome the minyas and to transform it all into ni'imus, into pleasantness. And now we can understand the pagam, the horrible blemish that came as a result of the sin of the spies in our parish of the Meraglim. All the Sfarim say that the Meraglim, the spies, were poigim in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. They were poigim, they belittled. They belittled and they distorted the great holiness of Eretz Yisrael. And what does that mean? Eretz Yisrael. They said some bad things about the place. Because Rabbi Nachman taught in many places that the Ikar HaRotz, the greatest desire that a Jew can have for Hashem, depends upon Eretz Yisrael. That's the place of Hishtoikikus, of longing. Ratzisa Hashem Artsecha. Ratzisa Hashem Artsecha. Chazal has taught us that it's called Eretz Yisrael. I don't allow my children to say in the house Israel. Israel is a non-Jewish term. Eretz Yisrael is a Jewish term. Because Chazal say that Eretz Yisrael means Chabarotzen. I want the land. Or I have a koach to want Eretz, from the word rotzeh. From where? From that place. It's called Eretz Yisrael. Rotzeh ani li'ayis Yisraeli, I want to be a Yid. Wanting to be Jewish is deeply connected to the land, is deeply connected to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore we see in the brachas and chumash, the brachas of Moshe Rabbeinu to the Shvatim at the end of Chumash, Naftoli Svarotzen. The portion of Naftoli is described as one that is satiated with rotzen, with desire, with wanting. By Yosef at Tzadik, Ritzayin Shoich Nisneh. And by the rotzen of Hashem, of him who rested upon the snare, the thorn bush. Rotzen! The whole Eretz Yisrael is a shtoikikus, and rotzen is a cheshek and a rotzen to be a yid. Why is that? Eretz Yisrael is called by many names. Eretz Chemda means the land of desire. Eretz Chemda. It's also called Eretz Hamoria. And the reason it's called Hamoria, from the word Hamor, which is the spice, the incense of the Ketores. Eretz Yisrael is the place where heaven and earth, Yerushalayim is the place where heaven and earth meet. It's the place in this physical world where although you can't see God, nowhere is His smell, is His fragrance more powerful. Eretz HaMoriah is named after the smell, the fragrance. That comes from the Ketores and the offerings in that place where Elokus, where godliness enters into this world. Therefore the Jewish people, Bnei Yisrael, entered Eretz Yisrael. Davke derech Yericho. And we've spoken about this before, that Yericho is that koach of Reach Tov. Yericho is from the word Reach. And we spoke about that in the past. Yericho is from the word Reach. The smell of Yericho that was of Yerushalayim from a distance, that drew Bnei Yisrael into the land of the fragrant smell, where Hashem hints to us and calls to us and creates a cheshek, a longing and a desire to come near Him. The place of the Beis HaMikdash with the Kelim and the Oren and the Kruvim. Therefore, you understand, because Eretz Yisrael is the headquarters of Ratzon in this world, it's the headquarters of Cheshek, it's the most desirable object. Therefore, as we learned from Rabbi Nachman, the more desirable the object, the greater the obstacle. Therefore, there are so many obstacles to getting to Eretz Yisrael. There were so many obstacles, we were so near Eretz Yisrael when we left Mitzrayim. But the obstacles were so great, and the whole pagam of the spies of the Meraglim was a pagam in Eretz Yisrael, because in proportion to the greatness of the object of desire is the meniyah, is the obstruction. And till this Ad HaYoyim for a Jew to go to Eretz Yisrael, there's so many Yisurim and so many meniyahs, even before the land has been redeemed. Even before Mashiach Tzidkenu. There were so many meniyahs. But here was the mistake of the Meraglim. This was the mistake of the spies. The Meraglim reached the maskana, the conclusion, that the obstruction, the obstacles are so powerful, more powerful than the Ratzon and the Cheshek. Instead of intensifying the Cheshek, they stopped smelling and they lost their Cheshek. They saw the Meniyah. They believed that the obstacle that was placed in their path was greater than any desire they could have to reach that place. So in the beginning, the spies came back and they praised the land. They spoke about Eretz Yisrael being Eretz Zovah's Chol v'Dvash. It's a good place. It has a good smell. But in the end, what they said one pasuk after the other was that even though it's a good place, there are too many meniyahs, you can't get to it. Just like you and I would say, we understand Yiddishkeit is a good thing, a mitzvah is a good thing, but there are too many meniyahs, I can't get to the mitzvah. There are too many things in my way to being a tzaddik. So what happened was that that Eretz Yisrael is such an unbelievable nechshak, what an object of desire. And therefore there has to be such great meniyahs, such great obstructions in the way of that desire. But the purpose of that is to intensify the desire. But instead the Meraglim gave in and said the meniyahs are bigger than the Ratzon. And therefore they said, Ephes, ki oz ha'am. They said the people that live there are too powerful and they go on, v'ha'orim gedailis, b'tzuvas m'ay, they're fortified cities. And Amalek is Yaisha b'negev. Beretz HaNegev and Amalek is there, that meniyahs, there are too many meniyahs. Dovah v'hipucha, on the one hand they're saying it's a gewaldige place. And they brought back fruits, they said it's a beautiful, terrific place. But we can't go. Instead of coming to the conclusion that because it's such an object of desire, to pay close attention to the fragrance of Eretz Yisrael, and as a result of that, davka, to strengthen, to be mechazik themselves, to overcome the meniyahs. Because the greater the meniyah, the greater the cheshek, the greater the nechshak. Rabbi Nachman said, there's a cheshek, there's a nechshak, there's a cheshek, there's a nechshak, there's a cheshek. And instead of becoming strengthened to overcome, and instead of resolving to overcome the meniyahs, they despaired as we often do, and they said, forget it. It's a gewaldige thing, I can't get to it. I can't do it. And because of that, the Jewish people are still crying, as Chazal tell us. A bechil adairis. The destruction of the first base of Mikdash, the second base of Mikdash. All the beautiful smells, all the scents of heaven that are in this world that have been held back from us, that we're suffering in the, but we don't feel, all because of that mistake, that pagam in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which was pagam in the Ratzon, in the willpower, in the desire. When Jews bring karbonis, the Torah says, L'ritzoinchem tizbechu, L'ritzoinchem, a karbon is a reach nichoach, it's a pleasant, fragrant smell. The carbon is described reach nichoach. L'ritzoinchem tizbechu. It intensifies Ratzon. But because of the blemish of the Miraglim who were Poygim and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, who instead of becoming filled with a greater Cheshek gave in to the Miniyah, to the obstacle. We are now missing the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is the place of the fragrant smell of Hashem's presence in the world from a distance. Of the Karbonis that are called the Reach Nichoach, a pleasant smell. And L'Ritzoinchem Tizbechuhu, that increase one's desire for holiness. And if we're able to wait still for Mashiach Tzakeinu, and if we're able to still have a longing, it's because of those two great tzaddikim, Yehoshua from the world of Mashiach ben Yosef, and Kolei from the world of Mashiach ben David. It's the mystery of the train Mashiach and the two Mashiachs. Regarding whom it says, regarding Mashiach, it says, Veheiricha Yiras Hashem. He'd be able to judge with his sense of smell. It means the perfected ability of man to smell. Yeshua and Kalev alone believed in the Koach of Ratzon. They believed that if there's an unbelievable obstacle, because they saw the Miraglim, they're amazing, they're unbelievable obstacles to come to Israel. There are things that are there. There are giants, v'chulu, all these things that are in the way. But Yeshua and Kalev, whose sense of smell was so powerful, Yeshua and Kalev said, if there are such amazing obstacles to getting here, it must be that the nechshak, the object of desire, is so, so great. Therefore, the cheshek was intensified. Oh, lo inale v'yirashnu aysa. And therefore, the reaction was, oh, lo inale, we will surely go up v'yirashnu aysa, and we will inherit the riches, we will get the land. In other words, we will overcome all of the obstacles. Because we understand why they're there. A Jew will not have that same obstacle to get to Muncie. Or even to Monroe. It will not be those obstacles. There'll be problems with zoning and there'll be problems with the government. You're not going to have a Moloch in the way. A Moloch lets a Jew go to Muncie, to Kew Gardens Hills. But to Har Hamor, to Eretz HaChemda, to Eretz HaMoriah, it's such an object of desire. There's so many minias. Only the one who has tremendous rots. And even Jews who move to Eretz Yisrael, in these days of darkness, unless you have so much rots and you can't make it, you have to have a lot of rots to be there. So Yeshua and Kalev believed that if the minias, if the obstacles are great, then they have to strengthen their rotzen. Then they believed in the greatness of the nechshak, of the object of desire. And that intensified their cheshek to come to that final place of Eretz Yisrael, not to give up, not to be misyayish. And that's why the next parasha in Torah, connected to this parasha, comes the parasha of the flower offering and of the challah, the nesachim, the wine offerings. We spoke about this before. The Ishbitzer said a deep thing. The Mashiach. When a Jew's feeling bad, what comes after the Ishbitzer, when a Jew's feeling depressed, can you imagine how Klai Yisrael felt after the chait, the sin of the spies, and all that took place as a result of that. So he says a person should have a shtickl mezainis and a glass of schnapps, you feel better. So you have the mitzvah of challah and the nisach hayayin, little mezainis and something to drink, to be mechazik. That's a very deep teaching. But we understand, we spoke about this earlier in Sefer Vayikra. The flower offering of the poor man, v'nefesh ki sakriv, v'der davke Chazal tell us that a poor man, his nefesh, his soul, is offered up because it's so hard for him. It's so hard for him to be able to afford, to be able to get that karma. In order for a poor man to bring an offering to God, he has to have so much ratzon. And only Ela B'Das Chazal say that real poverty is a poverty of thought, of intellect, a poverty of emotions. So for that Jew who's poor in mitzvahs, who's poor in Torah and in tefillah, he has to have so much ratzon to come close to Hashem. And how precious, how valuable it is in Hashem's eyes. When the poor man smells Kedusha and struggles to come to Hashem. And that's why Chazal tells us, Davka, the greatness of davening mincha. More than the other tefillahs, Chazal say, La'olam yehei adam zahir b'tefillas mincha. That one should be most careful with mincha. Because it's that time of the day that there are so many minyanim, there's so many things in your way. There's so many things. It's the middle of the day. It's the middle. So many minyanim. There's so many things that are in a person's way. It's a time when a person is torahed, when a person is preoccupied. And only the Jew who smells Hashem can have a cheshek and a ratzon to offer up a beautiful mincha. To be able to remember the Rebbein Shalom in all of the minyanim. And mincha, therefore, mincha is so precious. That's why there's so many minyanim to daven a proper mincha. And certainly when we daven a good mincha, we're somehow fixing on some level the pagam of the spies of the Meraglim. Every time we have more of a cheshek, more of a rotz. Because that's what we're missing as a result of Eretz Yisrael being diminished. We're missing that rotzen of Eretz Yisrael of Reitza Ani Liyais Yehudi. I want to be a Yid. I told you once a maisa from the Holy Rishonim. A maisa shahaya kachaya. The Rishonim told certain stories. He would come to Bis Medrash and he would stop everything and he would tell of a maisim, and those maisim that the Rishonim told on those occasions when he would walk all of a sudden to Bis Medrash. There's a Kabbalah by the Chassidim that they contain with them very, very, very deep meaning. It's a mitzvah to try to understand. So I once told you a Maisa that there was a Yid. There was a Jew who came from the village, from a tiny little village. They didn't have a minyan. He decided that he heard that there's a gewaldige thing. He never saw. He was never by a shul. But he heard it's a very chashuv thing to come Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, to come to daven in the Bais Medrash, in the Bais HaKnesses, to daven with other Jews. So he told his wife he's going to go to the big town for Rosh Hashanah. He's going to have a minyan, he's going to have a shul. So the Rishna says that this sweet little Jew from the village makes the big trip into the city, comes to shul Rosh Hashanah. And when he comes in, there are people in the middle of davening. And at some point in davening, he stands there. He doesn't know quite what to do. He was never really in a shul. At some point during davening, people start to cry. Well, maybe it was some the sanatayka of something. People start to cry. So this little yid, he got very nervous. He thought maybe something happened, some tragedy. So he goes, he turns to the fellow next to him, he says, is everything okay? Why are you crying? And the guy goes, no. So the Rishna said he was thinking that. Couldn't understand. Why is everybody crying? So then he made a cheshbon. He thought like this. It must be because they're hungry. It must be because they're hungry. After all, they've been here a long time. I don't know what's going on for so long. Must be they're getting very hungry. And that's why they're crying. So he also starts to cry. And then all of a sudden, after 2 or 3 minutes, everybody starts to clap, b'simcha. Some happy, you know, some simcha part of the daven. Everybody starts to clap, b'simcha. And he looks around, he says to the yid, "What? How come everybody's happy?" And they go, "Shh." So the yid thinks, "Oh, I understand. Because when I was coming here, I walked past the window down the block from the shul, and there was a delicious pot in the window, and a pie, and a pot of food. It had a delicious smell. And I passed by. And it must be that everybody is now happy because they remembered that there's good food that they can have. So that's why they're happy." So he was also happy. So he started to be besimcha. 2 minutes later, the Olam starts to cry. It's another part of the Siddur. The Olam starts to cry. He turns to the guy next to him and says, "Rabbi Yiddish, shh." See, now he can't understand. The Rishonis says, the food is right over there, it's down the block. So why are they sad? I understand, but first they didn't remember. They were sad. But then they remembered, they were happy. But now why are they sad? That the food is there. I saw it myself. I smelled it myself. I walked past the window. So he's thinking and thinking. And everybody's crying. He's thinking, I know why. And when the Rishonis said this, he started to cry. He says, I know why, because the man from the village said, because it's taken so long, they're not sure if they're ever going to get there on time. They're not sure if they're ever going to have it. Maybe they're worried they're not going to have that food. It's not going to be there for them. It's taking so long, they can't take it anymore. And they're crying. And the Rishonis cried when he said that. That's the whole story of Klal Yisrael. It's the story of each and every Jew. The chacham is to be able to still smell it. To still smell the reach toiv, the fragrance of being a Jew, of Yiddishkeit, of Eretz Yisrael, to have a cheshek. Look how many people, when they're in Eretz Yisrael, they have a cheshek, and they leave Eretz Yisrael, and they lose the cheshek. And Rav Kook said at the beginning of Iris that even if you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, you have to fill yourself all the time with the longing to be in Eretz Yisrael. Because to the extent that you connect to Eretz Yisrael, you know the Rav Kook, you know that he was saying this from Likutei Maharan. Because to the extent that a Jew connects himself, even in his or her imagination to Eretz Yisrael, your rutz and your desire to be a Jew increases in many, many ways, by many times. Even to dream of Eretz Yisrael, to want Eretz Yisrael. My father told me that when he was a kid, they weren't able to go to Eretz Yisrael. They weren't able to go to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was a place like, you know, from Tanakh. My father said he remembers there was once a Jew, a rich Jew, who visited Eretz Yisrael from his town. And when he came back, he brought some fruits from Eretz Yisrael. And my father said, though every Jew, the whole city came to the big Beis HaMedrash. My father said there were hundreds of people outside, they couldn't get in. And the Rav sat there, and he put this Jew at the head of the table, and he had the piece of fruit, and the Rav, the Tzaddik, my father's Rebbe, was taking this and was crying over this fruit from Eretz Yisrael. Can you imagine? Eretz Yisrael. If people go for the weekend, people come and go. What it was then, those Yidden that were filled with desire for Eretz Yisrael, that had the imagination, that imagined what the land of the Nevi'im, what the Eretz Chemda was like. They were closer to Eretz Yisrael in certain ways than we are. We who are Bez Hashem, not all, but mostly were able to go. Many of us have been there. This week, this Shabbos, let's try to smell Eretz Yisrael. Let's try to fix the pagam of the miracle. Let's connect to Yeshua and Kala, the two Mashiachs. Let's dream of Yerushalayim, of the Ketores, of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's have a greater cheshek to be Jews. Let's not be overwhelmed by the menias, by things that are in our way, on our way to Eretz Yisrael, back to Yerushalayim. For each and every Jew who feels the menias, who feels those obstacles and is in pain because of the obstacles, not to be like the Meraglim who give in and believe that the obstacle is greater than the desire, but to know that if there's a great obstacle, it means that the Ratzon could be that much greater. And to fill oneself with the Ratzon, with a Cheshek, with Tefillah. Many of us, when we see that there's a Maniyah in our way to anything of holiness, we figure, nah, that means Hashem doesn't want me. Rabbi Nachman taught us the opposite. If there's a Maniyah, it's Davka Siman that you want. If there are no Maniyahs, you have to want. But if there's a Maniyah, if there's something in the way, it's a Siman that there's something very precious that's on the other side of the fence. Hashem Yisboch should help us with our Cheshek, with our Ratzon, to break through the fence, to break through the walls. And in that schus, each and every one of us will be zayicha, Mitzvah Hashem, to taste a little bit of the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael during these next weeks that are coming up. I mentioned in the Chassidus class last night, in the shul, that the Holy Tzaddik of Sholem Belzer, the Belzer once had a vision when he was sleeping that he was taken into Gan Eden and he saw the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'ala. He saw the ruins of the supernal, of the higher Beis HaMikdash in the higher world. He saw the ruins. And he saw that there was a Jew who was walking on the ruins, on the walls, on the shattered, broken walls of Yerushalayim, walking back and forth. And he asked, who was that man? And they told the Belzer Rebbe, that's the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So the Baal Shem Tov refuses to go to his place in Gan Eden until the walls of Yerushalayim are rebuilt. We should be zeichet to want that. We should be zeichet to feel that. If you think that Yerushalayim is rebuilt because now you could use a bank card and you don't have to stand in line anymore, or if you think that Yerushalayim is rebuilt because Harnof looks so pretty, if that's what Yerushalayim is meant to be, that's not Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim are the walls that the Baal Shem Tov is walking upon. We should be zeichem Mitzvah Hashem to walk in those walls when they will be rebuilt. V'vias Mashiach Tzikainu b'mehem yameinu amein v'amein.